my best material in the commercial break. So I'll do my best.
Well, we'll see you later. Yeah.
Well, a lot is happening at Piedmont Medical Center there in Fort Mill. Tell us about it.
Yeah, of course. I want to start with a little bit of a story. I'm going to take my CEO hat off and tell everyone about a personal story. Mm-hmm. So we use Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill ourselves. And what I mean by that is my wife and I delivered our fourth child there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Very excited. It was a boy, Sterling. He was, 9 pounds, 21 and a half inches on February 22nd. And the team just did amazing. Mm. And so, you know, we're out there constantly saying, let's keep care local. We have great healthcare here in this community. And I wanted folks to hear that we trust that. And we don't just say that. That's not just lip service. We live it as well.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's fantastic. There's a lot we want to get into, but the thing that jumped out to me when I saw the notes here when you were coming in, what is a Mako robot? What is this?
Yeah, so it's robotic technology to help the surgeons, and I reiterate that, help the surgeons. It doesn't do surgery. The surgeon's still there, and no, they haven't allowed me to do it yet, so it's still in good hands. But it helps the surgeons just be more precise with the surgical intervention, which in this case is hip and knees. And the reason why they use that is it reduces the length of stay, it reduces the pain post-operative, and it allows folks to get back to what they want to do quicker. And so we're excited to have the technology. It's just shy of $1 million. It's a very sophisticated robot. And again, it allows the surgeon to know exactly what they want to do from a surgical perspective. And when they shave the bone prior to placing the implant, they only take what they need. They don't do extra. So, again, it reduces the pain postoperative. It gets people back on the pickle court, back at the golf course, back with their grandkids. In some instances, we have people actually discharging postoperatively from the PACU. So if you think back in time when people had a total knee or a total hip, they would stay in the hospital for days. Now, potentially, some folks are going home the same day.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
So does the robot actually, like, go into the knee, or is it more of, like, technology to see in? Like, how exactly does it work?
Yeah, effectively, it creates a 3D model. And so a patient would get a CT preoperatively, and then as they go through the surgical intervention and use the CT to guide where exactly they want to be within the knee. And prior to that, prior to the robotic technology, obviously they would cut for surgical intervention and open up and try to place the implant where they think they need to do it through massive amounts of training. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks we have on our team are fellowship trained, which is beyond a residency. They do extra training just in this specific specialty. But with the robotic technology, it's really an aid. It's a navigation to know that we're doing exactly what we want to do, no more, and get surgical guidance on the intervention.
Are they using this technology other places, or is this, or, you know, are we like one of 20 in the country? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, they are spread throughout the region. With that being said, you know, we have multiple surgeons using it, and so we're building a robust program. And I think that's really what it comes down to. When you have surgeons engaged and staff engaged, and I've said this on this program before, one of the unique things about Fort Mill is the staff that is in that building are employed staff. We don't have any contract labor in that building. And I know people became familiar with that with COVID.
Yeah.
And we've really been able to build a culture that's attracted people. And so when you have surgeons and staff working together in a modern facility with brand new equipment, you know, the outcomes really speak for themselves.
Talking with Chris Mitchell, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill CEO, I have a question as it pertains to this technology. For us, it might seem intimidating, might not be the word, but take me from the start of you guys go to these conferences and you see what other hospitals across the country, across the world with advancements in medicine. What is the process from seeing it to implementing it, bringing it to the hospital, and the training, all that goes involved with something like this? I imagine it's a process that takes some time, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll go back to where I started. You know, whenever we look at anything, the first question I ask myself is, does this help the patient? Would I send my parents there? Right? And so when we're looking at this technology, you know, it checked those two boxes, right? It's better for the patient for all the reasons I already mentioned. And so then really it's a process of, How do we acquire the technology? What are the surgeons interested in doing? Are they engaged? Of course they are in this circumstance, on using it, advancing it, building a program, because it's so much more than just surgery, right? Folks are in the office beforehand, maybe doing PT, getting imaging. Really, surgery has to happen in some instances, but if it can be avoided, then that's best for the patient too. And so this is a longitudinal program, and it's not just one part of it. Surgery is one part of it. It's clearly significant. Agree, it can be intimidating for sure. But we also want people to know that beyond the surgeon, our team is there, to your point, right? And so we prep, we work with the vendors, we work with Intenant, which has 50-plus hospitals on best practices. And again, our team, and I preach this every single day, we treat every patient like it's our family member. A lot of these patients are our neighbors, and we want to treat more of them. And so if we keep doing that, we'll have great success.
Talking with Chris Mitchell, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill CEO, you talk about family, and you talk about being a part of the community. Well, with that comes the spring season and summer events.
Yes.
And you were talking about all the events that Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill was trying to ingrain themselves in the community, not just in Fort Mill, but in your county. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and we appreciate all the organizations that come to us and ask for support and want us to engage. As you know, healthcare is a big part of why people live in this community. They typically look to schools and healthcare and really just big institutions. And so we do appreciate that. With that being said, yes, our second, third, and fourth jobs right now are sponsoring events, yeah, right, and attending events and being there in the community. And so a big one, Come See Me Festival in Rock Hill. We're super excited to be a part of that. That's obviously a multi-day festival. I'm personally running in the 5K with Lucas. I think he probably took today off to go out training because I told him I wasn't going to run slow. But, you know, that's just one. We're going to be at the Strawberry Festival in Fort Mill. We're sponsoring the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll, which is a 5K, again, within the Strawberry Festival weekend. Excited about that. And returning with Mike Doty and the Mike Doty Run that supports Keystone. And so, you know, community hospitals need to be involved in the community, and that's what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, I want you to expound upon that, because I know that is something, Chris, that you've talked about multiple times when you've come in here and done appearances is – you know, when you talk about being part of the community and having that family type atmosphere, it is important to be a part of these festivals and show that support.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I presented to the Fort Mill Town Council earlier in the week because there was so much work that went into Fort Mill. I wanted to go back to them and tell them what we've done since. And one of the compliments that we got from one of the council members was, we've clearly demonstrated not only are we focused on the hospital, but we're involved in the community. Mm-hmm. And it's through all these events. We're out there, we're available, because people typically don't know what's in the hospital until they need it. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't go out to them and tell them, hey, you can have a baby in Fort Mill, or we have this advanced Mako robot that can help you with your hip and knee, they may not know it. And so when they need it, they'll know where to go, what we have, why we have it. And it's just, it's better for everybody. It's better to be an educated patient. It's better for us because then we're involved and we're out there and we're answering questions.
A brand awareness, if you will.
That's yes, right. Sir. And yeah. And on that note, you're not separated really so much between Fort Mill and Rock Hill. There's definite, you're a team. And oh, so yeah, you're not just doing things in Fort Mill and right, Piedmont here, and Rock Hill is not just doing things. And it's Piedmont Medical Center.
Yeah, that's right. We refer to it as a market. It can be referred to as a network. But effectively, if you enter any of our doors, regardless of what you need, we're going to get you to the right place at the right time. And to your point, trauma surgery is in Rock Hill. The neonatal intensive care unit, level 3, Rock Hill. We're birthing babies in Fort Mill. Should someone need that, we get them to Rock Hill. And so that care is coordinated. It's very thoughtful.
Very good. And that's a good way to close. He is Chris Mitchell, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill CEO. Chris, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
Here. Yeah.